Okay, welcome. This week's topic is Shalashudas, Suda Shlishit. We're going to discuss what the makor is, what kind of din it is, when one has to eat it, if they have to eat it, what one has to eat, if they have to eat it, etc. Who is obligated? So let's begin with the source number one. Source number one is a pasuk of Mishal. The pasuk is this week's Parsha. Okay, so this class can be entitled Halacha from the Parsha, if you want. Okay? Vayomer Moshe, Ichlu Hayom, Ki Shabbat Hayom Lashem, Hayom Lo Timzu'u Basadeh. Regarding the man, you are not going to find man falling today. So go eat what you have, etc. So if you look in that pasuk, the word Hayom appears how many times? Three times. So the Gemara Shabbos, if you got to Daf, and we're learning Shabbos this year, so if you got to Kuf Yud Zayin, you saw this. Gemara Shabbos says, "Nora banan kama sudot chayav adam lechol b'Shabbat shalosh." How many meals do you have to eat on Shabbos? Three. Rabbi Chidka Omer arba. You would have to have four meals. Now, what's the basis of the machloket? Amar Rabbi Yochanan u'shnei mikra echad darshu. They were both darish the same pasuk. What pasuk? The one I just read to you. Vayomer Moshe echlu ayom ki Shabbat ayom l'Hashem. Hayom lo timtzu basadeh. Rabbi Chidka savar hani tzlata hayom levar meorta. It says hayom three times. What are these three hayom? Three hayoms, meaning three times during the day of Shabbos that you have to have a meal. You also have a meal at night. At night they ate their meal, and then in the morning they woke up expecting to find more food. And Moshe said three times that there won't be more. So that's one time, and three more times they're going to have meals, that means four meals on a Shabbos. On the other hand, Rabbanan Savri Bahadli Dorta. No, three times inclusive, including the one at night. That's the sugya in the Gemara. And then the Gemara continues with some statements about the greatness of Suda Shlishit. Am Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara. Kol Mekayim Shalosh Sudot B'Shabbat, Nitzol Mishalosh Poraniyot. If you're careful about Shalashudas, there's a skula that you will be saved from the pangs or birth pangs of Mashiach, from the judgment of Gehenim, and from the war of Gog and Magog. Most people interpret this to be some kind of skula against dying in a natural disaster. So that's, we'll see that coming up soon, a statement about that. Then the Gemara says, "Am Rabbi Yosi Yechalki Meochle Shlosh Sudot B'Shabbat." If I had to choose who I would want to hang around, with whom I would want to hang around, meaning Tov LeTzadik, Tov LeShchino, Oy LeRasha, Oy LeShchino. So, who do I want to find myself with? What group do I want to hang out with? Do I want to be with? Do I want to be associated with? I want to be associated and known with those who are careful to eat Shalashudas on Shabbos. Amar Rav Nachman, Teitili Dekayam Shlosudo B'Shabbat. This appears in a list in the Gemara on Shabbos of people who are saying why they were zocha to long life, etc. So what was it that you did? What schus do you have? Why are you a Talmid Chacham? Why are you the Gadol Ador? So everybody had, there's quite a few lists in the Gemara. This rabbi says, this is the midah I recognize that I have, that I worked really hard on. So Rav Nachman's list is the reason why I'm who I am, the schus I have, meaning I deserve credit for being mekayim, the mitzvah of Shalashudas. And this seems to be very interesting, because what? You deserve credit for doing the mitzvah you're supposed to do? For an obligation? In other words, if I said to you, do you know why I became a gadol? Because I put on tefillin. Do you know how many people put on tefillin? Everybody puts on tefillin. What makes you a gadol? Because you put on tefillin. So, Tosfot asks that question there, and Tosfot gives an answer that a lot aren't careful about it. Meaning, not everybody is careful about Suda Shlishit, despite it being an obligation. So, Teiti Li, I get extra credit because I'm careful about something that not a lot of others are careful about. There are other answers given. For example, it's that I'm careful about Shalashudas to the point of what I can use. We're going to see different shitot, what you can use for Shalashudas. For example, do you need Lecha Mishnah? So if you are extra careful to use Lacha Mishnah for Shalosh Shudas, you could say I deserve extra credit because other people have Shalosh Shudas without Lacha Mishnah. Another possibility is that I do Shalosh Shudas l'shem mitzvah rather than for physical enjoyment. Other people may eat Sedash Lishit, but they're doing because they really, really love the yeshiva's, you know, noodles or whatever it is they give you, tuna fish. So they really love tuna fish, and they're doing it for physical enjoyment. No, no, no. I do it l'shem mitzvah. So we saw the Gemara, the Sugya of the Gemara, bases the chiyuv of Shabbos, of Shalosh Shudas, or the idea that you need to have three meals, on the pasuk in Vishalach, this week's parsha, about Hayom, with the words Hayom appearing three times. So what is that? Is that when a Gemara gives a source of a pasuk, it tends to be, that's the makor. In other words, they're saying, how do we know? Shneamar, this is the pasuk, says this. Once in a while, we know that that's not actually the source, but it's really what we call an asmachta, meaning it's a din derabanan, and they're using the pasuk to help you remember this idea, to emphasize this idea, to show you why it's a good idea, into this idea. But that means that the idea doesn't really come from the Torah. So the Prima Gadim in Source 3 says, Shalos Sudone Midra Rabbanan, the Hasmachtu Gimelayom. That whole Gemara we discussed is that the Pasuk says three times. Is it three times during the day, three times including at night? So all that, that's an Hasmachtu. It's really just a Dindra Rabbanan. But the Levush says, no, 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 that's Pshat Gemara. They're arguing over how to explain the Pasuk. And therefore, it's a din Torah. It's midoraita that you have to have shalosh shudas. So, machloket, whether it's doraita or derabanan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Source 4 comments on this, and he says, "Be very careful to keep shalosh shudas. Why? Because you will be saved from poraniot, bad things happening to you because you do shalosh shudas." And the Levush said, "They're doraita as the because it's based on the word hayom appearing in the pasuk three times." And he says, and it's possible that they're not really Doraita. But even if they're Derabanan, this is like a very high-level Derabanan. And by high-level, I mean it's a very early Derabanan, with basis in early sources. Notably, who? Kumago Vada Mitakanat Moshe Rabbeinuhim. This isn't just like, oh, this is a Derabanan. This is an early Derabanan from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu already had them eating Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos. A king kibo mi Sinai, and a Masorah from Hashem already. Vim Ravza nega gimel avot, because we have three avos, we need three meals. Nega Torah nevim echtuvim. We have three sections of Tanakh. Uvashash, and itan lamaman, itan lehem al gimel sudot. And when they had the man, they got it split up until there's three meals. Itan milchilta shavikan ator, banul, etc. Dvarim gedolim noraim tluim gimel sudot. Elum varim is Zohar v'kam komot. So the Zohar talks, like I said, that I mentioned, that there's special segula from eating shalosh shudas that saves you from all sorts of bad things, including possibly, according to some, it's referring to natural disasters. So therefore, whatever it is, deraita, derabanan, with an asmachta, but it's a very early derabanan if it's not deraita. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. And it's still very important. So the Shulchan Aruch in Source 5, see, Reish Sadi Aleph, Sif Aleph says, "Hey, Zahir Ma'od, very careful. The Kayim Sudash Lishit. Vafim Husa Ve'a Yecholu Kayim Otavikavetz. And if you're full, so you can have one egg's worth. Vim Yav Shalom Klal Lechol. You're so stuffed, you can't eat a thing. And Olechayav Latzar and Etzmo. Then you don't have to pain yourself to force feed yourself till you burst to eat Shalashudas. But, Hachacha Me'na Barosho. You, especially on these short Shabbases, you should plan that out. I mean, during a summer Shabbos, by the time you lunch and a few hours later in the Shalosh Shudas, you're going to be hungry again. But on a short winter Shabbos, if your lunch is at 12, 1 o'clock, and you know, 4 o'clock is already Mincha Maariv, so you're going to be eating again in an hour, and make sure that you should eat and have a big meal, because it's Shabbos, and that's the mitzvah. But maybe leave yourself just that you're not so overstuffed that you won't be able to have Shalosh Shudas. Shaloyim malei b'novas sudat aboker kidei liten makom sudat shlishit." And the Ramah throws in that if you didn't have a meal Friday night because you, I don't know, fell asleep or were busy, so then you could have all three meals on Shabbos day. Again, that could be based on what we saw in the Gemara there, the difference about night and day. Okay. That's the Makor. Is it Doraita or Darabanan? Nonetheless, very important. Meaning it's either Doraita or it's Darabanan. And if it's Darabanan, it's going to be in an early Darabanan with an Asmachta, Takanan Moshe Rabbeinu. So that emphasizes its importance. When is one supposed to have Suda Shlishi? So the Rambam, Surah 6, Chayav Adam Lechos Shalosh Sudot B'Shabbat, Echad Arvit, Echad Shacharit, Echad B'Mincha, Tzarich Lizeher B'Shalosh Sudot Elu Shalif Chamein Klav. So you have to have one meal at night, one meal in the morning, and one meal B'Mincha. Okay, B'Mincha, we're going to try and define this B'Mincha. V'afilu Ani Amit Parnes Menetzraka Shalosh Sudot. Okay, I can just have two meals a day, that's what I have every day. But if I'm poor, and I have to go around collecting money, so I have to collect enough money in order to have three meals. If you're sick from so much eating, or the reverse is true. You constantly fast. Weekdays, Shabbos, you enjoy fasting. You, I don't know, find it helpful to your self for some reason. So you don't enjoy eating, really. So on Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast. So you have to eat. So you eat on Shabbos. But do I have to eat three meals? Akadei kach? Says, no, such a person who never eats can, on Shabbos, he has to force himself to eat something, but he doesn't have to force himself to have three meals. I'm going to leave that last line of the Rambam until we get to the next section. Okay? So the Rambam says, when is it? There's one at night, one in the morning, and one at mincha. What does this mean? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, V'inei be'emel la'afir nadaiti tzricha liyot asuda shniya rak kodem chatzot. Says the morning meal has to be before noon. And shalashudis has to be afternoon. So you have to be careful to have the morning meal before noon in order that it's not also taking place afternoon, which is the time for Suda Shlishit. The Mishnah Brura on that same spot says, Lefize Hashat Sheminagin. If you have these chazans who are drowning on, going long, until after the sixth hour, meaning until after noon. Okay, six doesn't mean 6 p.m., but the sixth hour is six shas manios chatzot. So if you end up leaving shul after chatzot, so you're not having your second meal until after chatzot, shalo kehogen, that is improper. Shalo kehogen, ubefrat b'chorev shayam sarim, especially during the winter, because now you're cramming in two meals in a short amount of time. Source 9, the Shulchan Aruch says, Zmana when? Mishiyagia zmana mincha. Dahainu mishayshot v'mechza l'mala. From 6.5 hours. That's what we refer to as mincha gedola. The earliest time you could have a mincha is 6.5 shas maniot. So from that time is called mincha time. V'masachon v'achin lo kemetzot sudash l'shit. So if you had shalashudas before that time, you are not yotze shalashudas. Says the Ramah. There's some who say you can't drink between Mincha Marif. Some sort of metaphysical issue. That's Chozrim and Neshama Ligahenim. The Neshama somehow have a break for Shabbos and they go back. So therefore, if you can't drink, then that shouldn't be the time you have Shabbos. Rather, eat it before you daven Mincha. V'yesh omrim, there's another view, luckily for us, d'yoter tov l'itpalo mincha t'chila. You should have a mincha first. V'chein no'agim l'chatchila, and we have no problem being knowing this even l'chatchila. So we're not choshish to the other view. B'chol minin orelo, meaning all the minhag Ashkenaz. All Ashkenazi countries, the minhag is to have shel shudis after you've daven mincha, you have it between mincha and mariv. That is indeed our minhag here in this yeshiva. Many shuls I've been to, that is the minhag as well. Okay, what does the meal entail? Now let's go back to source 6. I left out the last line of the Rambam. Mitzarech likvoa kol suda mishloshtan ala yayin. All three meals on Shabbos, you need to be koveya them on wine. V'livtzoa al shtei kikarot, and you have to have lecha mishnah, v'chein b'yamim tovim. And so too on Yantif. So, here we have a statement of the Rambam saying you need wine and lecha mishnah at all three meals. Well, let's start with wine. Torah cites this Rambam. Katav Rambam Zal Shagam B'Sorz 10 Shagam B'Sudash Lishit Kovel Yayin Uvatzei Al Shtei Kikarot So he said, the Rambam seems to say that you need to be koveya in wine, but I know my father, the Rush, didn't make kiddush at shalashudis. So I know that's a valid psak, a valid shita, because the Rush was a very holy man and a very righteous man, and therefore what he did was okay, and he didn't make kiddush at shalashudis. You don't have to make kiddush at shalashudis, but he was makbid to have lecha mishnah. Beit Yosef also comments on this Rambam, source 11. B'mech ein loshen Rambam mevor shetzarif lekadesh v'sadash lishit to kovei al yayin shekatav igal ifrushi dain lomar shegishte yayin misurato. He said, maybe you were misreading that Rambam. Doesn't mean that your kovei al yayin means you need kiddush. The Rambam is saying shalashudis has to be a real meal, and if it's a real meal, so that you're going to have to drink wine with it. That doesn't mean you're going to make kiddush. It means that during the meal you're going to drink some wine. Now let's give a limud zchus to say that you don't need lecha mishnah. Source 12, that's a Kenan Bali Atosod. It's a collection of midrashim, amrei chazal, trying to darshim sukkim, especially to darshim them in a way that fits with other amrei chazal. And regarding, again, this week's parsha, so what is it that fell double during Shabbos? Meaning, not during Shabbos, but Erev Shabbos. Right? And what's Lecha Mishnah based on? Lecha Mishnah is based on the fact that they got a double portion of mud on Friday for Shabbos. So, how did that work? So, if you read the Das HaKeinim, Choyim Roshana Yosem Min HaOmer Shnei Lechamim Kei Miyom HaShishya Yosem Mishnei Omer Lechad Arba'a Lechamim. From what fell, they would turn that into four breads. Uvayom HaShishya Yochlin Mehen Echad. And they would eat one of them Friday during the day. Now come Friday during the night, meaning Friday night, so it's now technically Shabbos, they would eat one of them. So they would have Lecha Mishnah Friday night. So they would have one loaf of bread Friday night. Now there's two left. So Shabbos morning, you have two loaves left. Lecha Mishnah. So what did they do? So they had Lecha Mishnah at lunch. They cut one of them. Now how many loaves are left? Only one. So at Shalashudas, they clearly don't have Lecha Mishnah. In other words, every day they had enough for two loaves of bread. On Friday, they had enough for four loaves of bread. If you have four loaves of bread, so you're having one Friday lunchtime, one Friday dinner, one Shabbos lunch, one Shabbos dinner, meaning Shalashudas. By the time Shalashudas comes around, that's your last loaf. So there's no Lecha Mishnah. So that could be a limud for not having Lecha Mishnah, though that's a Kenavi Balayatosos does come up with a limud that can fit what happened where there was still Lecha Mishnah. And that was that it came down everything. If the nations of the world say to you, why are you keeping Shabbos? In other words, where did you get this idea of Shabbos? Can you prove that God is doing anything different on Shabbos? And we can answer them, yes. They had a certain amount that came down on every weekday, and double came down before Shabbos. Pirish kfulot, double, kolomar. Shekol suda shirede b'shvil Shabbat, yoredet kfula b'lachma. Double amount of bread for each meal of Shabbos. V'kach hayu osim yom shishi shacharit, hayu osim mechatzi omer lechem echad, shibayin lafet omer, hainu mishne omer lechad b'shvil Shabbat, kol chatzi omer nechpal l'shne lechamim. Every chetzi omer they had suddenly turned into two loaves instead of one. Hare lecha, shisha lechamim. Therefore they had six loaves. The omer b'chetzi. V'chol ha'shlosh ha'sudor ha'yu ochlin shnei lechamim. And in each meal, they would have two loaves of bread. Ki derech lechol b'shabbat yoter misudot shalchom v'nei neshama yotera. And why do I need two loaves of bread for these Shabbos meals? It's not only that I need two loaves at this time of the Lecha Mishnah, I need to eat two loaves of bread. Because you eat more on Shabbos, because you have a neshama yetera that you're eating for. And therefore it doesn't affect your weight, of course, because it's all for your neshama yetera. This isn't necessarily proven scientifically, but ashkafically. Lefisa timsa shayala mishabat mincha shniki karot. Therefore, there were definitely still two left for shalashudis, and they therefore still had lecha mishnah at shalashudis. So we see here even the importance of having lecha mishnah at shalashudis. But we thought a limur shara pasuk seems to be that there wasn't lecha mishnah left at shalashudis, so that could be a limud schus for those who don't have lecha mishnah at shalashudis. But we also see here, according to the other shita, I'm sure you've met people like this who are makbid to actually cut both loaves at every meal. Indeed, they do have six challahs at every Shabbos. Meaning, so they cut two Friday night, two Shabbos lunch, two Siddur Shlishi, in order to be yotzei this, that they're saying that they have two loaves and they're for each meal. Not just the second loaf gets passed around meal to meal, and you could have the same lecha mishnah the whole year because you just stick it in the freezer, and etc. But they actually had two loaves each meal. Shulchan Aruch, source 13, how does he pasuk? We saw already, he said in Beit Yosef, that there's no rule that you have to have Kiddush at Shalashudas. Aval, tzarich lefzoa al shteki karot. You do need two loaves. Says the Ramah, v'msoe harvei pamim b'shabat tzarich lechol suda bet ki karot. There's a special rule. Everything you do on Shabbos needs to be double. If you have multiple meals, I don't know, because you decided to pull a mishmar and stay up all night, so you're having a 6 a.m. breakfast and a 10 a.m. breakfast and a 2 a.m. lunch and a 2 p.m. lunch and a 4 p.m. lunch and a 6 p.m. shalashudas because it's a long Shabbos. So, and you're having five meals, so all of them need lecha mishnah. Nonetheless, beyond all that, you should not have less than one whole loaf at shalashudas. Meaning, even if you don't have lecha mishnah and you don't reach that ideal of having lecha mishnah all your meals, certainly, it's not. I'm not even saying you should have bread only. You should have bread and it should be a whole loaf of bread. Meaning it should be shalim when you start. Since that's really enough, therefore people end up being lenient and they only have one loaf of bread at shalashudas. But it's better and it's appropriate to be stringent to have lecha mishnah at shalashudas as well. Okay, now the Shulchan Aruch gives you a list in order of preference of what to have at shalashudas. Sif hei, this is in Siman Reish Ladi Aleph, Sif hei. Sarich la'asota bepat. It needs to be bread. V'yesh omrim she'achol la'asota bekol ma'achal ha'asoy me'achad mechameshet minei hadama. Some say that it doesn't have to be bread, but it could be mizonos. V'yesh omrim she'achol la'asota bedvarim shom laftim be'em apat kit basar v'dagim aval lo be'perim. Some say that it doesn't have to be bread or mizonos, but the things you normally eat with bread or mizonos, such as meat and fish, but not fruit. V'yesh omrim dafilu bepero yachal asoto. And some say, even with fruit you can make this shalashudas meal. And says the Shulchan Aruch, v'svara rishona ikar. So we don't paskin like all those yesh omrims. Rather, we paskin like the first one that I said, tzarich lasota bepat, with bread. Shetzarich lasota bepat elunkenu sabeo biyoter. Unless you're so full that you can't eat some bread, so then we can probably go down to one of those other yesh omrims. In other words, we mentioned at the beginning that if you're so full that you can't eat, so you don't have to force yourself to eat shalashudas, so it doesn't go so full for bread that you can't eat and therefore have nothing, but rather there's this level, there are levels. And we go down a level. If you can't get yourself to have bread in lecha mishnah, so then you go down a level and just have a little bit of herring on a cracker, etc. Okay. That was about what you're supposed to eat. Now I'm going to address a very popular idea I've heard many times, that shalashudas isn't necessarily something you have to eat, but you could be yotze with divrei Torah. Where does that idea come from? That you can learn instead of shalashudas? In fact, some people are so proud they do this, they say, oh, I'm a real misnagid. I don't eat shalashudas, I learn Torah instead. Shalashudas, that's for chassidim. So we saw that's absurd because we saw that Allah says to have shalashudas. But where is even this idea of learning a set of shalashudas coming from? Is there any source? So there is a source. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Pesach, which is actually Hilchos Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach Shechaliot v'Shabbos. It could happen that Erev Pesach is Shabbos, as in Motzei Shabbos is the first night of Seder, the first Seder of Pesach. So that creates a little bit of a complication for us in terms of Shalashudas. Because what can't we do Erev Pesach? We can't eat matzah. Some people have a minhag to not eat matzah for 30 days before Pesach, or 14 days before Pesach, or 6 months before Pesach, etc. Those minhagim are real bona fide minhagim, but in terms of an actual makor, an actual halacha, there's a halacha that you can't have matzah Erev Pesach. That's without any minhagim, you can't have matzah Erev Pesach. Okay. But also, why can't you do Erev Pesach? Starting the fourth hour of the day, you can't eat chametz. And starting the fifth hour of the day, you can't own chametz. Okay? And we don't want to, and we can't go around burning chametz on Shabbos. So you're going to, basically before Shabbos, you're going to burn your chametz, except for that bare minimum which you need for Shabbos, which is what you need Friday night, and Shabbos day, and Shalashudas, you already can't have challah. Because Shalashudas takes place when? We just saw in part, in source 6, 7, 8, 9 here, that you do it in Shabbos afternoon. If you're doing it in Shabbos afternoon, that's too late to eat chametz. And you can't have matzah because it's Erev Pesach. What do you do? So the Shulchan Aruch addresses this point. Yadalit Shechaliot B'Shabbat Bokin Leil Shlosh Asar. So instead of doing the Bedik, normally that's Bedika night. The night you would do Bedika chametz is the night before Pesach. That would be Friday night. You can't do that because you need to use a light. Bokin Leil Shlosh Asar. So you do it the night before. Mevarim Akol Lifnei Shabbat and you burn it before Shabbos. Misharin Mazon Shtei Sudo L'Tzorach Shabbat. And you leave enough for two meals. The Sudashli Sheets Mana Achara Mincha. The Shalashudas' time is after Mincha. Va'az Inu Yachol Lasot Lo B'Matzah V'Lo B'Chametz. You can't use matzah then because you can't eat matzah in Pesach. You can't use chametz then because you can't own it and it's also to eat it. Ela B'Matzah Ashira. So we don't use matzah Ashira. Our minhag is to not use matzah Ashira. Ashkenazim, we're going to see that in the Ramah in a second. But matzah Ashira is like what we call egg matzahs. So you use that, and even that you do before a certain time, so it's not too close to Pesach. Ramah. We Ashkenazim don't eat matzah shira on Pesach. Okay, we might be make-off for little kids or for old people. Speak to your posek if that comes up, but otherwise we don't eat it on Pesach. So what do we do? Says the Ramah, Yekayim sudash lishit b'minei perot o basar v'davim. So what do you do for Shalashudas? Fruit or meat or fish. As in, all those that the Shulchan Aruch mentioned in Source 13, Sif Hei, and Siman Reish Sadi Aleph, meaning in Hilchos Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch says, bread and if not mazonas, and if not meat or fish, and then if not fruit, and really we need bread. So says the Ramah, so that's the time you rely on all those. You can't have bread then. What are we supposed to do? That's the time we rely on those other shittot. One Shabbos a year, l'chachilo, it's not even every year, because some years Pesach isn't Shabbos. But one Shabbos, every few years, l'chachilo, you don't have to wash at Shalashudas. You could just be yotze by having meat or fish. That's the Rambam. Comments here, and this is Hilchos Erev Pesach, comments in the Magen Avraham, source 15, Omer Basar V'Dagim. Better to have meat and fish than fruit, based on what we saw in Siman Reish Sadi Aleph. And the Shla cites the Zohar that Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Haya Osek Patora B'Makom Sudash Lishit. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who was so shakua mitorah, right? He spent the time in the cave just learning Torah all day, all night, and that was constantly what he was doing. He was learning Torah. So instead of Shalashudas, he would learn Torah. Okay. Now, I see a few different ways of understanding this line of Rashbi. The limud zchus for people who decide to learn Torah instead of shalosh shuris is that they too are like Rashbi. They learn Torah all day and all night all the time, and they're not going to stop for shalosh shuris, they're going to learn Torah. Now, it's hard to imagine that's true, because if it's a chiyuv and you're supposed to stop learning Torah for many other mitzvot, personal obligations, ones that can't be fulfilled by others, etc. So, it's really hard to justify, but apparently that can be a little bit of limud zchus. Unfortunately, I don't think that is the true reading of this Rashbi. And here's where the issue comes from. Because what does he say and what doesn't he say? He doesn't say that Rashbi haya osik b'Torah b'makom sudah shlishit and therefore fulfilled his obligation to sudah shlishit. It said Rashbi learned instead of shalosh shuris. Says the Be'er HaKra, source 16, there's nothing to do about this meal on Erev Pesach when it falls out on Shabbos. You can't have shalosh shuris then, because what are you going? You can't eat bread, can't eat matzah. What are you going to do? And that which we said that ein yotzei mitzvah shlishi al bepat v'yevshar klal. So we can't. There's no way around it. What did the Gras say? He says it's not that Rashbi was yotzei shalosh shuris by learning Torah. Rashbi learned Torah instead of shalosh shuris. Okay, now what am I saying? It's not all year long. This one Shabbos, when Erev Pesach is Chal Yod B'Shabbos, instead of shalosh shuris, if that Shabbos of the year you want to rely on this minhag of Rashbi to learn Torah instead of eating shalosh shuris, okay, I understand, says the Gra, because you can't fulfill shalosh shuris in any way, meaning without relying on those yesh omrims that we saw that it could be with meat and fish, which the Rama recommends. So the Gra is saying, oh, you can't have bread, you can't have matzah. Well, let prayer, let's do what Rashbi did. Let's learn Torah instead of shalosh shuris. It's a great time for a Shabbos HaKol Tetrasha. Because you can't have shalosh shuris anyway, let's learn Torah. Okay? That's what he's saying. So therefore, those who say, oh, I can learn Torah instead of shalosh shuris. No, you can't learn Torah instead of shalosh shuris. That only works, where is this discussion written? Only in the context of Erev Pesach, Shkal Yom B'Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramad did not mention this in Hilchos Shabbos. The Magen Avraham did not mention this in Hilchos Shabbos. The Be'er HaKra doesn't have this in Hilchos Shabbos. Where do they have this? Specifically in the context of Erev Pesach, Shkal Yom B'Shabbos. Only then can we say, oh, learn Torah instead of shalosh shuris. I heard it from Rav Avital Zatzal, though I've now heard it from many others in the names of many other Rabbanim, so I don't know who made the joke, who's repeating the joke, etc. But Rav Avital used to joke that if you eat shalosh shuris, you're always yotzei. If you learn Torah instead of shalosh shuris, what if somebody comes and slugs up your Torah, proves to you that you weren't learning it right, and then l'mafreya, you weren't yotzei shalosh shuris. So it was a joke, meaning it was in jest. But, yes, we don't learn Torah instead of shalosh shuris. Ashrach, if you eat shalosh shuris and learn Torah, great. But shalosh shuris must be eaten. Last point, the last section, source 17, is women. Are women chayavot in sudah shlishit? So in source 17, the Ran on the Rif says, Kan Rabbeinu Tamzal. The nashim chayavot begimel sudot. Women are obligated in shalosh shuris. V'chein nami livtzal shtei kikarot. So much so that they also have lechem mishnah. And why? Why would a woman be obligated in shalosh shuris? She'af hein hayu b'nei saman. Since what's the basis of shalosh shuris? We said it comes from the mitzvah, from the zecher of the man. Did women eat man? Yes. Were women saved in the midbar because man fell from the sky? Yes. Did a double portion fall on Fridays for women too? Yes. So therefore, Afin Ayubal Tovanis, they also need shalosh shuris. It says, so that's Rabbeinu Tam. But the Ran discusses this as Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, Vein Tzorech, there's no need for this. Shebechol Masa Shabbat, Isha Isha Shavin. I don't need Afin Ayub B'nei Samad to tell me women are obligated to Shresh Tashid. They're obligated anyway, because we have a rule. Zachor v'shamor, et sheyeshna mishmira, yeshna mizchira. If you're obligated, meaning If you're obligated to keep the lavan of Shabbos, as in you can't do malach on Shabbos, can women do malach on Shabbos? No. So then you're obligated in the positive mitzvahs of Shabbos too, which means women need kiddush, women need avdala, women need to eat meals on Shabbos, they need three meals on Shabbos, they need lechem mishnah, etc. So if they're obligated to not violate Shabbos, they're obligated to in the positive mitzvahs of Shabbos. So lechlasav kol chiyuvei Shabbos, that includes all of them, including Shabbos Shudis. And in fact, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Source 18, Nashim Chayav B'Sudash Lishit. This discussion, Rabbeinu Tam Ran, about Afhein Ayubanes, is an interesting side topic that I'll go into for like 30 seconds, because we know we have a few times where we say Afhein Ayubot Anis. When do we say it? For example, regarding Megillah Purim. So on Purim, we'll say Afhein Ayubot Anis, they were also saved. Chanukah, women were saved, so Afhein Ayubot Anis. What do those have in common? Those are mitzvot midrabbanan. So, what is Rabbeinu Tam saying here? Is, can Afhein be applied to a Doraita or not? Meaning, it's possible that this Afhein, Rabbeinu Tam is, meaning we saw there's a discussion, is Shalosh Shuris Doraita Dirabbanan? So it's a whole discussion whether Afhein can be applied to Doraita. There's machloka between Tosfot and Psachim and a Tosfot and Megillah that has two views. So it's a three-way machloka. One, some say it can't be applied to Doraita. Some said it can apply to Doraita, but it doesn't make them chayav midoraita. It only makes them chayav midarabbanan. And some say that, this is the Shita of Rabbeinu Yosef Yishur Shilayim, that it says, in other words, Afhein would also make them chayav midoraita. So that's just a side point about this discussion around Rabbeinu Tam. So, but what is the Ran rejecting here, Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam says the reason they're chayiv is Afhein Ayubot Anis. He says, I don't need that. They're chayiv anyway. Okay, one last point is that if you are, I didn't put it on the sheet, but if you do have shalashudis from anything but bread, then once shkia hits, you have to stop eating it. Once Shkia comes. Okay, if you're eating shalashudis, even before mincha, you start before mincha, you're eating lots and lots of fruit and meat and fish and whatever, and come Shkia, you have to stop eating it. But if you wash before Shkia and you eat bread, and you're eating your bread, you can eat the meal once it gets dark, you can eat meal until it's past time for Marav. You don't have to stop eating to daven Marav and make Avdala. Then you daven Marav and make Avdala when you're done with your meal. You don't have to stop as long as you keep eating. As long as you started before Shkia. But that's only true from bread. When it comes to other foods, if you're making shalashudas on them, you are not allowed to eat them for shalashudas. So, in order to, let's say, make shalashudas on fruit or meat or whatever, and you're relying on the shitot. So number one, you're relying on the shitot and not fulfilling the greater hidur that we said was lechem mishnah or at least bread. Number two, we said that our minhag is to do it between mincha marav. Here you have to do it, you can still do it between mincha marav, but meaning you have to daven mincha early enough because you're not doing it at the time, like close to shkia time. So it complicates things to not do the mitzvah properly, and doing the mitzvah properly means washing at least on one loaf of bread, if not two loaves of bread, and we should be zocha to all the things promised to people who keep the mitzvah shalosh shudos properly. Yei chalkim me'ochlei shalosh sudot b'shabbat. Shkoyach.